Enid Blyton made many children of my generation readers. She also made me a writer. I wanted to be her. This may have had something to do with class. I lived on a working-class street, was the first to go to grammar school from off that street. I liked the sound and look of Blyton's house in Beaconsfield, green hedges. I imagined myself writing like her on a typewriter, which we didn't have, next to windows letting onto a garden. Aged about 13, I moved on from Enid to Agatha Christie, and my desire to be a writer got stronger. Years later, I adapted a Christie short story for television, and though I didn't enjoy the experience of writing to a producer's guidelines, the residuals from the film have provided me with what amounts to a small pension. So thanks, Agatha and Enid. When I was at junior school, an essay of mine on Brer Rabbit was read out to the class. I was 8 or so. It came as a surprise. Over the years, I got used to this form of being singled out. Once I had to write an essay as a punishment, and even this was read out. I would have been a fool not to realise I had some talent. So maybe I write, or started writing, because I realised, cannily, I was playing to a strength. An English teacher at grammar school, Tommy Kershaw, encouraged me. He was editor of the school magazine, and through working on my submissions with him, I learnt how to edit and rewrite. I enjoy rewriting, though didn't much at school. I knew it was important if the piece was to succeed. I liked seeing my name in print, still do, though have moved beyond the motive of vanity, I hope. I don't underrate at all the desire to see my name in lights as a powerful initial motivating factor in this matter of why I write, but the glamour fades, as it should. In what I call laughingly mid-career, I almost lost the desire to write. The terms of trade had turned against me in television. The days of the single play or film were over as weekly staples. I was lost and very unhappy for a time. Was it worth carrying on? I wasn't writing very well, mainly because I was writing what other people wanted or thought they wanted. I sold my flat, bought with television money, and went on a long wander. I read a great deal and kept my hand in as a writer, but uncommissioned, just trying to find my voice again. And then rather romantically, under a fig tree in southwestern France, 11 or 12 years ago, I started writing freely. I knew I'd got it back. I'd been straining too hard. A broadcast radio play was the result, the first of many. I now write because I love it, simple as that, mainly radio plays, unglamorous. I can think of nothing else I would prefer to do most days. What was once hard work has become oddly easier. I write because I want to.